Also on Tuesday, council approved of a new 5-year license and use agreement between the county and the Wellington Dukes Junior Hockey Club for the latter's use of the Wellington and District Community Center. There was some discussions from councillors as to whether they would grant in-kind use of the center's ice rink in exchange for an official naming sponsorship, with Sophiasburg Councillor Bill Roberts summarizing his concerns about maintaining municipal fiscal responsibility alongside a potential subsidization of a for-profit hockey business.
I think as a council and as senior staff, we need to be consistent and serious about the cost of our local government. We're going in a direction of reining in some of those local government costs. This $50,000 kind of flies in the face of that. But I think that the county needs to be seen to going after all the revenue it can possibly get in a time of real economic turmoil. We don't need the advertising. We don't have just one county marketing entity. We have two, and they've got big budgets, all things considered. I'm more than a little ambivalent about the idea of subsidizing a for-profit enterprise. Of all the things that when we talk about those grants under $5,000 and grants under $50,000 for not-for-profits and charitable entities and service groups, it's not a slam dunk to be sending $50,000 essentially on the sponsorship for a for-profit entity.
Council in the end voted to reject free ice time for the Dukes. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.